a young man named Jackson, 7 years old at the time, from Canton, just outside of Atlanta, member of a swim team at the local YMCA, coming back home alone, he stopped by the grocery store for a free cookie. They always gave him a free cookie. But he was alone, so an employee at the grocery store called 911, and the police would not let him leave. The police said, "You should be home," and Jackson said, "I would be home if you all would just leave me alone. I just came for a free cookie." But that wasn't the end of things. For Christmas, Jackson received a new bike and was riding around outside his house. An older woman in the park stopped him, telling him he was too young to ride his bike alone. He was just on his way to the grocery store for a free cookie. Cops tracked him down at the grocery store, put him in the back seat of a cruiser. The cops called Child Protective Services. Well, Mom and Dad told him he shouldn't go out for free cookies anymore, but they were a pretty independent family, and one day he just went to get a free cookie. And the cops jumped on the case. They said Mom and Dad were breaking the law by letting Jackson go out alone. He was a little older now. "What law is that?" Mom wondered. Officer replied, "You can Google it." Child Protective Services showed up. They'd been on the case for some time. Full-blown investigation. Nobody could figure out the specific law they had broken. CPS subjected the family to a parenting plan requiring them to supervise the children at all times. The Widners realized their freedom to raise their kids as they saw it was in danger. They actually moved outside of city limits. Jackson's now 12 and not near the store where they used to give him free cookies. And now the question is whether a state law could put the matter to rest by stating that the police should not harass parents who let their kids exercise some basic independence. That is to say, a law that allows parents to parent their kids. This is News Talk 1100, WCGA.